Welcome to Double Take with Matt and Jake. This is Jake, joined by Matt, always on a chilly St. Patrick's Day. On Wednesday, St. Patrick's Day. Great day to celebrate St. Patrick's.
Yeah. It's a fun holiday. I like easy holidays.
I learned what St. Patrick did one time, and I don't remember. Something about potatoes.
I thought it was snakes. I thought he cast the snakes out of Ireland.
Oh, was it that?
Yeah, I'm going to look that up while you talk. I'm 95% sure.
We're not Irish or Catholic, so it's never been a huge holiday for us. Our uncle's birthday is on St. Patrick's Day, so he was just actually over at our house celebrating. So that's always been a bigger holiday. But while Matt's looking up St. Patrick, we're, like I said, recording on Wednesday, March 17th. Playing games for the NCAA tournament are on Thursday tomorrow. Games start on Friday as far as that first round, so we're going to talk about some teams we like, teams we don't like, things like that. Should just be like 20, 30 minutes or so. Pretty quick, but get some college, our brackets out there before it starts. Any St. Patrick info?
Yes, so St. Patrick was a missionary. He became bishop in Ireland. He supposedly brought Christianity to Ireland, and he shooed all of the snakes out of Ireland and into the ocean. And today, Ireland is one of the only places where there are no snakes. So whether that there were no snakes and then they made up the myth about St. Patrick, or whether St. Patrick really did it, who's to say? When I say myth, I teach English, and I consider myth to be truth, or at least that a certain group of people have believed it to be true. So when I say myth, I mean that in the most positive way that I can.
I think that it'd be cool to be in Chicago on St. Patrick's Day, go to a Bulls game, is my St. Patrick's Day thought.
That would be fun.
All right. Do you want to do our national champions first or last?
Let's do our national champions first.
Okay. I was flipping between Baylor and Illinois. I picked Baylor for really the only reason, like, every time I watched them, I thought, which admittedly wasn't a whole lot, but I thought they're long and athletic and, like, kind of hounding was my language that I thought. Mm-hmm. So that's why I picked Baylor, but Illinois is huge. That one guy is enormous on Illinois.
Yeah.
I love their coach, Underwood. So mm-hmm. I almost picked Illinois, but I picked Baylor over Texas in my national championship. I got an all-Texas national championship game.
I like Texas a lot. I have Texas going pretty far. I went with Illinois. I like teams that are good at rebounding, and I like teams that are good at defense. Illinois is both of those things. So that's why I ended up picking them. They've had a pretty good record against top 25 teams, and actually, so they're 22-6. Three of those games they lost when their best player was out. So I think they're even better than their record would suggest that it is. I'm a little bit concerned. I actually had Baylor losing in the second round to North Carolina.
Really?
I did.
I love North Carolina, so I was really bummed when I picked Baylor to beat them.
Yeah.
But North Carolina is just so inconsistent because they're so talented, but they've struggled at times, so it's hard to pick them. But they're good enough to beat Baylor for sure if they're on their game.
Yeah, and that's what the tournament is just a bunch of teams who are good enough to beat other teams, and just randomly a shot goes in, shot goes out. We'll see. I really have fun taking these big swings, and I feel like I actually do hit quite a few of them. I had Loyola Chicago in the Final Four this 3 years ago when they actually did go to the Final Four. So I get a lot of those, but then I also get a lot of Louisville is my national champion, and then they lose in the first round. That happens to me a lot, too.
Yeah. Who'd you have in your Final Four?
Final Four was Illinois and Ohio State on one side, so rematch of the Big Ten championship. And on the other side, I have Gonzaga and Florida State. And I actually had, for coming out of that bracket, I couldn't decide if I wanted Texas or Florida State. I ultimately went with Florida State because I thought I liked Florida State's defense just a little bit better. But I was really stuck between that, and I think that one of those, whoever comes out of that bracket, I see going into the finals.
Yeah, I've Texas, Florida State, in that round as well. I obviously picked Texas. Shaka Smart looks so weird with hair. I know he's had it for a couple of years, but when he was at VCU, he's bald, and now he's got like the curly hair, the long sleeve under his polo is what he coaches in. Mm-hmm. He's really revamped his image down there in Austin.
Yeah, good for him.
Gotten into the vibe. I got Virginia beating Gonzaga in the Sweet 16 and going all the way to the Final Four.
Really?
Defending national champs, technically.
They are the defending national champs, technically.
The problem with them and the good thing about them is they play such a grinding, frustrating game with Virginia where it's going to be a close game, and I feel like they can close it out, but also because that they can lose to a 16 seed. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like if they're on the game. But I think they can beat Gonzaga. So I got them playing Texas, then Baylor, Illinois in the Final Four on the other end as well.
Yeah.
Baylor, Illinois, I feel much better about than Texas and Virginia.
Yes. Yeah. That I think makes sense. The left side of the bracket, I am not nearly as confident in as my right side.
Yeah. Baylor, it's weird. Illinois, I Baylor win the thing, but I actually feel better about Illinois than Baylor, mm-hmm. if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So let me, who is a team that, what's your biggest upset in the first round?
I actually don't know mine,
so I'm looking.
I do not have very many big upsets this year, which is kind of disappointing. I like big upsets. Mine is Winthrop over Villanova. That's a 12 over a 5. And I've done that for two reasons. One of them is the Villanova is sort of skidding right now. They've lost three of their last four, and they've had one of their best players, is out with a season-ending knee injury. So Villanova, I think, is going to perform worse than their seed. And then Winthrop is a team, they've been to the tournament before, they've had upsets before, so they have a good, so we know they've got a good basketball program. They're a very deep team. They use the whole bench, which I like a lot. They've only lost one game all year. So I think there's a lot to like about Winthrop.
I actually have Winthrop in the Sweet 16.
Nice.
I have them beating Villanova, then beating Purdue in that second round. For a lot of the reasons you just said, they're a versatile team. And yeah, especially Villanova, one of their best players is hurt. So I feel like they're going to lose that then. I think Villanova against Purdue in a hypothetical matchup in that second round, because of Winthrop's versatility, even though Purdue's so big, there's a lot of big, big 10 teams. But I think Winthrop can pull it off. So I figure, what the heck?
Yeah.
Winthrop, that's a big one. I don't have a ton of, like, big – later in the rounds I do have. Like, I have Oregon beating Iowa, 7 over 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
In the first round, then Oregon beating Kansas, so they actually go pretty far, but no like huge first round upsets actually, other than Winthrop.
Winthrop is really the only far one. Like, I think if my biggest upset, like as far as gaps and what people are expecting, is probably having North Carolina over Baylor.
That is a big one. Yeah.
I think that is my big one. And like you said, North Carolina is talented. I just think that the way they win. When they do win, has to do with defense and rebounding. And that's what I've seen teams have success in the tournament are people who can do those two things. And so if North Carolina is able to do that, those are the ingredients for an upset. So
really all it takes is one bad shooting game and you're out of the tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's a lot of what can come down to if the other team, they're rebounding and playing good defense,
mm-hmm.
you could be out. North Carolina, they are so, like, when they're playing good, like, when they, their games against Duke, for example, or, like, their win against Florida State at the end of the regular season, they are lights out, and they're kind of coming to their own, like, figuring it out down the stretch. They're just playing a lot better as a team, which is always a good sign. So I think, yeah, if they beat Baylor, they can make it pretty darn far.
Mm-hmm.
Are they, would you say they're your favorite team as far as like your confidence in them that's not in your Final Four, if that question makes sense?
Yes, that does make sense. There's a couple of teams that I really like that did not get to the Final Four. Arkansas is one. I like Arkansas quite a bit. I just didn't see them beating Ohio State. I think Ohio State was really, really close to a one seed. I don't think they should have gotten a one seed. But I think they're as good as a one seed. Texas, I like a lot. Houston, I like a lot. So I'd say probably Texas or Arkansas is my favorite non-Final Four team.
You know, I would have said both Georgia Tech and Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is the best player, Cade Cunningham, but they both play Illinois really early, so couldn't really pick them.
Right.
I got a lot on Texas Tech. I have them all going to the Elite Eight, losing to Baylor in that round, but they played Baylor tough in the regular season. They are the defending national runner-ups. They lost to Virginia in the national championship.
It's true.
Two years ago.
Now, see, I have Texas Tech losing in the first round to Utah State.
Is that because we're from Utah, or you just legit think that?
It's mostly because we're from Utah.
I think Texas Tech is – I think they're under – they should be a higher seed, like a 3 or 4,
yeah,
in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot riding on them. So I think I – and you actually – so – yeah, they would play Arkansas, so that's a conflicting thing right there.
Yes, yeah. So I like them a lot. I think they're a good team, and they're going to be surprising. I think Arkansas is very, very good. So I didn't think they were good enough to beat them.
Yeah, I think Texas Tech is going really far. I like their coach, like their scoring. Again, like every like they really step it up. Like Baylor was number 2 in the country, undefeated for a lot of the year, and off the top of my head, they actually lost both those Baylor games, but they played in, like, they're the toughest games Baylor had until they actually had some losses. So they got a lot on Texas Tech. Florida State would be another one. They're in your Final Four, but Florida State's a really good team.
Yeah, they've been playing well. They won the ACC tournament, runners up in the ACC tournament.
So yeah, 2-time regular season champions back to back, lost to Georgia Tech in the finals.
Yeah. Yeah, so I like them. I like the way they play. Really good interior defense, which is important in any level of basketball, especially important in college basketball, where these teams can't actually make as many threes as they would want to. So the good teams are going to be trying to go inside, and so Florida's able to lock that down like they have throughout the year. They're going to be very tough to beat.
Yeah, Florida State's got this Eastern European dude who I just do not see fitting in on campus at all. Because, you know, Florida State's such, like, a huge party school. So I'm just picturing, like, a bunch of frat guys and then this 6'11 Slovakian dude walking around campus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really seeing it. But he's good on the basketball team. What is a team that you think that you picked to go relatively far, but you actually don't really believe in?
Let's see. Who do I have? Fortunately, a lot of those teams were able to lose pretty early. I don't like Michigan as much as everybody else does, but they're not going to lose to a 16. They're not going to lose to an 8 or a 9. Creighton I have in the Sweet 16, and I don't actually like them very much. A lot of people are picking Santa Barbara to beat them in the first round because Santa Barbara, I think they only have one loss. They also haven't played a top 25 team all year, which I think can be very dangerous as the level of play jumps up in the tournament. I think you can get shocked. So I'm not as confident in Santa Barbara as a lot of other people are.
I agree.
So, yeah, that's true. And then I have them beating Virginia in the next round. It's just... I don't know. For all the reasons you said, Virginia's just not an exciting team. I know they won the national championship recently. They just seem like a team that they're not going to win a game. They're just not going to lose. And I feel like Creighton, they've had some drama with some, I don't really know the details, but some racial remarks that were made by a coach.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Creighton. So I don't love them. Because of that, maybe the team ends up rallying around him.
It was Dougie McBucket's dad. Yeah. You remember that? He's the coach there.
Yes. So I don't know. I do think the team can rally around him, but it's more just like I don't think Santa Barbara can beat him, and I am not excited about Virginia this year. So,
do you want me to say what the coach said?
If you can.
So he didn't say anything like that. I can't quote what he said was. Paraphrasing, he was saying something about we need to all be on the plantation, stay on the plantation, and what he meant was just like a general like teamwork, stick together.
Yeah,
very poorly worded.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very poorly worded. Definitely should have known better.
So that's paraphrasing what he said.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know the guy. I've never heard him in an interview. But I mean, I guess if his players support him, then that's what matters, at least for the context of this.
Yeah. Maybe it's just because I've seen Virginia beat North Carolina so many times, but I think Virginia's better than they actually are. But in my head, they're just like impossible to beat.
They're a very good team. They're very well coached. And they're hard to beat, but they're not like if they need a three, they can't get it. They lost in the first round of the 16 seed because they fell behind and then they couldn't catch up because their team just isn't built like that. Their team is built to just play really good defense and slow you down.
That's why I think they can beat Gonzaga, though.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I'm going to drive my car into a lake if Gonzaga wins the national championship.
I don't know. Like, I know they're rivals with BYU, but also John Stockton went there.
John Stockton could go there.
So, and I love me some John Stockton. So while I certainly don't like Gonzaga, I probably prefer to see them lose. I'm also not going to hate on John Stockton. I'm not going to hate on Gonzaga because I love me some John Stockton.
So I have Florida in the Sweet 16. I have Florida beating Ohio State in the second round.
Oh, yeah, I don't agree with that.
Florida could very easily lose to Virginia Tech in that first round. So I don't feel great. That's my pick where, like, when they don't win, I'm going to be like, why did I pick that? Just because, remember, in I think it was December when they were playing Florida State and Keontae Johnson collapsed. Mm-hmm. Apparently, I don't follow Florida basketball super closely, but apparently he was the best player, and they mm-hmm. just haven't, like, picked it up since then.
Yeah.
They did all right, though. They had a decent year, I think, but I'm nervous about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that was one of those. There were a couple of first round games where I didn't like either of the teams very much. I ended up picking Virginia Tech in this game just because I do think Florida has a higher ceiling, but I think they have a lower floor. I don't know. Neither of those teams really stand out to me as like great basketball teams that can really make a run. There were a couple of first rounds like that, like Oklahoma and Missouri. Those are both teams I would like to pick to lose. Oregon, VCU. I'm not crazy about either of those teams. Really, I just don't believe in the Pac-12. And maybe that's my BYU bias. I just don't believe in them as far as basketball is concerned.
See, I have Oregon in the Elite Eight. I'm literally wearing an Oregon shirt right now, so maybe that's some bias again. But I have them beating Iowa in the second round. I have USC beating Kansas, and then Oregon beating USC in the Sweet 16, I believe that would be. And then losing to Virginia. So Oregon's like the lowest seeded team I have going to the Elite Eight, like getting that far.
Yeah.
I just think they're good. Like, Altman's a good coach. I always confused Altman and Stotts because the Oregon coach and the Trailblazers coach looks the exact same. Mm-hmm. They're unbelievable. And they're both in Oregon.
Yeah.
Altman. Yeah, Altman's with the Ducks. Stotts is with Trailblazers. But I just think they're a deep team. So that's why I picked Oregon, but again, Iowa may have the best player in the country and that Garza kid. So,
yeah, I like Iowa a lot. They were a hard time. I had a really hard time having them lose to Kansas in the Sweet 16.
So you have Kansas in the Elite Eight.
I do have Kansas in the Elite Eight. I think if they would have been able to win the Big 12, which I feel like they would have, they probably would have ended up being a two seed. So I think they're probably better than their seed. I like Kansas. I've got them in the Elite Eight. I wanted to have them going over Gonzaga. I just think Gonzaga has so much talent. They play so well together that they're going to be hard for anybody to beat.
All right, let's do this and then wrap up the pod. I think we've gone pretty in-depth on a lot of the bracket. So let's just go through 1 through 4. The best one seed, best two seed, best three seed, best four seed. We don't need to go all the way to 16.
Okay.
I think Baylor's the best one seed. Obviously, I have them winning the national championship.
I think I picked Illinois. I think Gonzaga's undefeated. I think you have to say them.
I get that. I'm just trying to speak it into existence that Gonzaga's going to lose.
Yeah.
Two seed. Who's the best two seed?
Two seed, Ohio State.
I think Houston is
Yeah.
I got Houston the Elite Eight. They can score in buckets. Just unbelievable scoring. They're 24-3. They beat Texas Tech, who I love, as you know.
Yeah.
They just ran through the American Conference this year. So I think Houston, I have them losing to Illinois in the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
I think they're really good.
That's fair. Now, this just, and this might surprise people who have listened to us talk about college football, because I'm always saying, let the group of five teams into the playoff. If they go undefeated, give them the chance to be in the playoff. I think all of those teams will lose in the playoff. I just think they should get the opportunity. And I just think with Houston, I just don't think they've had as much experience against talented teams as, say, Ohio State, who's playing in this year, what is the best conference in the country. And so I think the lack of experience is going to end up hurting them.
I would love UCF to play Alabama the year that UCF claims they won the national championship.
Right, yeah.
I would pay hundreds of dollars to see that.
And I think they should have gotten the opportunity to lose by 63 points.
You can't argue they shouldn't have gotten the opportunity. Big picture. Okay, so I got Houston, you got Ohio State. Yeah, I don't know why. I just didn't love Ohio State the few times I watched them this year. I also don't know basketball very well, so I didn't know if I was looking at the wrong thing, but I just didn't love what I was looking at. Three seed, I have Texas, like, as the far and away best three seed. I think they should be a two.
Yeah. Texas is very, very good. I like Arkansas a lot, though.
Arkansas is good. There's one. Who's this three? Oh, Kansas. I think Kansas is a little overrated.
Yeah,
I don't love Kansas. Yeah, they're a three seed. Four seed. Virginia's a four, so I'm probably going to pick them. But let me just double check. Oh, Florida State. Their four seeds, I think, are better than the three seeds.
Yeah. I'm also picking Florida State. I have them in the finals.
Oklahoma State's a four seed. They have the best player in the tournament. I would go, I guess, by virtue of my picks, I'd go Virginia. No, I would say I think Florida State's better, even though I have Virginia in the Final Four. I think Florida State's the best four seed. I think they should be higher seeded. Oklahoma State and Florida State should both be seeded higher than they are. Virginia, I think it's good, but I think a four is fine.
Yeah.
I think a four is appropriate. Oklahoma State, I have them, again, losing to Illinois, but Cade Cunningham is legit. They've been on a tear the last little bit of the season. So I think if someone loses to Illinois, it could very well be Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
But I think Florida State's the best four seed. And I'm the Elite Eight. You have them in the Final Four. Watch them lose in the first round. Because UNC Greensboro, their first round opponent, is a legit good team, great head coach. So
yeah,
they're either going to lose in the first round or go to the Final Four.
I know. And see, like I said, I always have a four seed in the finals, and they always lose in the first round. So I might just have to change that just because that consistently happens to me.
Yeah, everyone who in my North, like people I talk to, like in the UNC community, some of them went to UNC Greensboro. They love what the basketball program's doing right now. So Florida State's the best four seed, but I'm so mad. I wish UNC Greensboro was playing someone else because they're a good team.
Yeah, like if they got to play like Virginia or something.
Yeah. Or Purdue. Yeah, Purdue. Cool. Well, yeah, I think we're not going to go over every game, but we covered a lot. So I think we're good. Anything else you want to mention real quick? BYU, I think they're good, but they're going to lose to Texas.
Yeah, Texas is just really, really
Texas
good.
Is good.
I will say I love Mark Pope. I think he's one of the best coaches in the country. We're very lucky to have him. We should keep him as long as we can because he is a great coach.
He's a man. He's talked to our church group one time when we were in college.
Yeah,
before he was at BYU.
Yeah, and it was I think we were probably the biggest basketball fans in the group at the time. So he probably talked to us for 20 minutes afterwards.
Yeah, because he played at Kentucky, so he's a big deal, and then he played in the NBA, so he was telling stories about like Carmelo Anthony and stuff.
Yeah, him, Reggie Miller and stuff. So he's a cool guy. He's one of those, like, when people say I would run through a wall for my coach, Mark Pope is one of those guys.
He's a good dude. I wish BYU wasn't playing Texas. There's a lot of matchups that I, like, don't love, and then there's a lot where, like, I wish you were playing someone else.
Yeah, like UConn, Maryland, it's like, I wish I could just pick both of these teams to lose.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Cool. Well, next episode, hypothetically, depending on the schedule, but we're going to try to get Jacob Caldwell on and do some baseball stuff because baseball's starting up soon. We might do one at the end of March Madness. We'll see. NFL draft is coming up, so maybe some NFL draft stuff. But within the next few weeks, next month, we'll do another one, but want to get a March Madness one in before. So put this up Wednesday. And I'll let Matt get to bed because he's got class in the morning.
You have class in the morning.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right away in the NFC.
Really? Wow.
Well, think of Deshaun Watson and Kyle Shanahan's offense.
Yeah. All right. And they still got that really good defense. That was still good this year.
So. Like, the best quarterback Kyle Shanahan has ever had was Matt Ryan, and the Falcons just ran through everybody until the Super Bowl that year. Mm-hmm. So, think if they had Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Whew.
That'd be fun.
Be unbelievable.
Be a lot of fun. Okay. All right, so those are, I think, the teams I wanted to talk about. Who is there? Anybody else? Something that you think might surprise people? Something you think that people should be watching for in the draft?
Again, so the full article with every team going to come out in a couple days. We'll keep you posted as far as the website. But one player I love is Kylan Hill from Mississippi State, a running back. I'm going to the Jets because I don't want them to draft a running back in the first round. I'd love them to wait until like the fifth round to get Kylan Hill. He can play. He's a three down back in the NFL. He can play running back as far as like between the tackles running, but he just spent the past year in pass protection running routes with Mike Leach's offense. He's a great route runner for a running back. He's creative with the ball in his hands. Fun to watch. I think he'd be someone who could help. It's not a bad receiving core. They still need to attack it, but it's not a bad group of receivers. But if they get one more receiver than Kylan Hill at running back, plus use all those other draft picks to add to the secondary offensive line, the Jets could be much better than if they went Travis Etienne in the first round and someone else in the fifth round.
Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. Yeah, running backs are those. I feel bad for the running backs. I feel like when we talk about this stuff, we're kind of getting at their money, but it just does not seem to make sense to draft running backs early. Even like a Saquon Barkley or a
Zeke Elliott. McCaffrey.
I was going to say Zach Elliott. I was like, I know it's not Zach Elliott. But the point is, like, yeah, Zeke was doing really good when the Cowboys had the offensive line. Their offensive line is not so good anymore. He's not so good anymore either.
Right. Like, obviously, you'd rather have, like, LaDainian Tomlinson than anybody else. Or, like, you'd rather have a Saquon Barkley than not a Saquon Barkley. But running back's value is just the most dependent position on other players in the league. So, if you want to improve the running game, it makes more sense to draft an offensive lineman than a running back because that's going to have a bigger impact on your running game.
Right.
So it's not that you want a bad one. It's just value-wise, you can get like an undrafted dude or fifth-round dude. Like Alvin Kamara was in third round, and that's even high. But like you didn't have to wait. You didn't have to go in the first round or anything like that. Right. Like you can find guys later where if you have a good offense, good offensive line, you can find productive running backs.
Yeah, exactly.
So it makes more sense to go cornerback, quarterback, receiver, offensive line, something like that.
Yeah, that's true. Because Derrick Henry, I know he was in the first round, but I don't even think he was like a top five guy. Wasn't he?
Actually, yeah, I don't remember where he got picked.
I thought he was in the 20s.
Henry draft. He was second round. I forgot. Yeah,
second round.
He was
in
the second round.
Yeah, and he's clearly the best running back or certainly the most productive running back in the NFL right now.
And that's even high. Yeah. And like all the Niners running backs, they're undrafted dudes. Mm-hmm. And that's the best. I think most people say just running attack overall in the NFL. The Rams have drafted feel like a running back every year. And if they draft an offensive line, I feel like they'd have a better run game.
But I thought Sean McVay was a messiah of coaches. I thought he knew everything.
Well, he is, but Les Snead isn't the messiah of general managers. They're apparently giving up on first-round picks. They're not going to have one for, like, 7 years in a row.
Right, yeah, that's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, no, I think they just saw, okay, the Dodgers are winning, the Lakers are winning, we got to join the club, we got to win too, and I just don't think it's going to work, unfortunately.
Stafford will be good though. I'm excited to see Stafford in that offense.
Yeah.
But yeah. But yeah, so mjdoubletake.com, this will be up, like I said. And we'll be back to a more regular schedule. We're gonna try to do two or three times a month, at least once a month. We're gonna do something. We got a few things in the works coming up. Matt, anything before we go?
Just if you're not watching the Jazz, watch the Jazz.
Jazz are great this year. I love to see it. Yeah, that's it. Appreciate everybody listening, and we will talk to you guys later.